بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the discussion on the important subject of who deserves to be worshipped alone. And this is the fifth topic in this respect. The most emphasized knowledge is that which is related to who is Allah, is that which is related to the attributes of Allah. Mankind need to know their Creator so that they may worship Him right. Allah makes Himself known as the one who causes the seeds to split, brings the life from the dead, and vice versa, cleaves the daybreak, created us from Adam, originated the heavens and the earth, set the stars as decoration of the nearest heaven, as well as guiding signs to guide travelers, brought vegetation and fruits of all kinds, different shapes and tastes, yet all are watered with the same water, has no children or offspring. Nor a wife. Such is Allah. He says about Himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى يُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ. Verily, it is Allah who causes the seed grain and the fruit stone, like date stone, to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead, and it is He who brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. Then how are you deluded away from the truth? ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ فَالِقُ الْإِصْبَاحِ وَجَعْلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا والشمس والقمر حسبانا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. He is the cleaver of the daybreak. He has appointed the night for resting, and the sun and the moon for reckoning. Such is the measuring of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون. It is He who set the stars for you so that you may guide your course with help through the darkness of the land and the sea. We have indeed explained in detail our proofs, evidences, verses for people who know. Still His words, وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون. It is He who has created you from a single person, Adam, and has given you a place of residing on the earth or in your mother's wombs, and a place of storage in the earth, in your graves, or in your father's lions. Indeed, we have explained in detail our revelations, this Quran, for people who understand. وهو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل ومن طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. It is he who sends down rain from the sky. It is he who sends down rain from the sky. And with it we bring forth vegetation of all kinds. And out of it we bring forth green stalks, from which we bring forth thick clustered green. And out of the date palm and its estate come forth clusters of dates hanging low and near, and gardens of grapes, olives, and pomegranates, each similar in kind, yet different in variety and taste. Looking at their fruits when they begin to bear, and the ripeness thereof, verily in these things there are signs for people who believe. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Yet they join the jinns as partners in worship with Allah, though He has created them, the jinns, and they attribute falsely, without knowledge, sons and daughters to Him, to Allah. Be He glorified and exalted above all that they attribute to Him. بَدِيعُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have children when he has no wife? He created all things and he is all knower of everything. Such is Allah. Such is Allah, your Lord. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Creator of all things. So worship Him alone. And He is the Wakil, the Trustee, the Disposer of Affairs, the Guardian over all things. No vision can grasp Him, but His grasp is over all vision. He is the most subtle and courteous, well acquainted with all things. All of these verses came in chapter 6, from 95 to 103. Of Surah Al-An'am. Such is Allah. Such is Allah. Makes the night to go in the day and vice versa. Created us in the wombs of our mothers in three veils of darkness. The one irresistible, almighty, oft forgiving, knows all that is hidden. His is the kingdom. Created man free of sin. And of cattle he provided us with 8 pairs. لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء سبحانه هو الله الواحد القهار خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار. Had Allah willed to take a son or offspring or children, He could have chosen whom He pleased out of those whom He created. This is what He says. But glory be to Him. He is above such things. He is Allah, the One, the Irresistible. He has created the heavens and the earth with truth. He makes the night to go in the day and makes the day go into the night. And He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running on a fixed course for an appointed term. Verily, He is Almighty, oft forgiving. These are His words from Surah Az-Zumar, 39:4-7. He says there, خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون. He created you all from a single person, Adam, then made from him his wife Eve, and he has sent down for you of cattle 8 pairs, of the sheep 2, male and female, of the goats 2, male and female, and of camels 2, male and female. He created you in the wombs of your mother's creation after creation in 3 veils of darkness. Such is Allah, your Lord. His is the kingdom. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. How then are you turned away? How then are you turned away? The son could only be from the same kind. And Allah is not the same as His creation. Jesus, peace be upon Him, was born from a mother without a father. It is one of Allah's miraculous creation. So is Adam. He was created from dust. Neither from a mother, nor from a father, or from both. Another unique creation of Allah. Eve was created from Adam, and she did not have a mother. You and me are created from human fathers and mothers. Glorified be Allah for all that He creates. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, said, Allah said, the son of Adam tells a lie against me, though he has no right to do so. And he abuses me, though he has no right to do so. As for his telling a lie against me, it is that he claims that I cannot recreate him as I created him before. And as for his abusing me, it is his statement that I have a son or offspring. No, glorified be me. I am far from taking a wife or a son or offspring. This is reported in Sahih Bukhari, volume 6, hadith number 9. Created you in the wombs of your mother's creation after creation in 3 veils of darkness. The abdominal wall forms the first veil of darkness. The second being the uterine wall. And the third is the membrane in which the embryo is enclosed. Modern embryological studies describe these veils as was originally revealed in the Quran, which Allah sent down on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than 1400 years ago. The word of Allah is the truth. These discoveries are signs for men to contemplate on. Allah, after all, does not need us. We are the one in need of Him. How then are you turned away? فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنه عليم بذات الصدور. He continues to say what means, if you disbelieve, then verily Allah is not in need of you. He likes not disbelief for His slaves. And if you are grateful by being believers, He is pleased therewith for you. No bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. No bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return. So He will inform you what you used to do. Verily He is the all-knower of that which is in the men's breasts. Such is Allah. Each child is born free of sin. Each person is responsible for his own doing. Adam, peace be upon him, disobeyed Allah. Then he repented. And the all-forgiving Allah accepted Adam's repentance and forgave him. In this there is a lesson for the children of Adam. When you commit sin, then turn directly to the all-forgiving and ask him alone for forgiveness. We read about this in the Quran, in chapter 2, verse 37. قال الله تعالى فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. And Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord Allah pardoned him, accepted his repentance. Verily he is the one who forgives, accepts repentance, the most merciful. Allah forgives all sins for whom He wishes from the believers, except the sin of association of anyone or anything in the worship of Allah, and this is called shirk, or setting up rivals with Him. In this respect, Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 48, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah forgives not that rivals should be set up in worship with Him, but He forgives save that anything else to whom He pleases. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah the Most High says, O son of Adam, so long as you call me alone and ask of me alone, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were then to face me ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it mean as the earth. Such is Allah. He made the night a resting time, and the day to see and to earn a living. Made the earth for dwelling, and the sky as a canopy. Hear what he said in 40 61 65. الله الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنا تؤفكون. Allah, it is He who has made the night for you so that you may rest therein, and the day for you to see. Truly Allah is full of bounty to mankind, yet most of mankind give no thanks. That is Allah, your Lord, the creator of all things. لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped but Him. Where then you are turning away from Allah by worshipping others instead of Him? كَذَلِكَ يُؤْفَكُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Thus we turned away those who used to deny the proofs and the evidences and the lessons and the revelations of Allah. اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فأحسن صوركم ورزقكم من الطيبات ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah, it is He who has made for you the earth as a dwelling place and the sky as a canopy, and has given you shape and made your shapes good looking, and has provided you with good things. That is Allah, your Lord. Then blessed be He, the Lord of all that exists. He is the ever-living. None has the right to be worshipped but He. So invoke Him, making your worship pure for Him alone, and none else. All the praises and the thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. He is Allah. He is Allah. Who Allah? هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. He tells us about himself in chapter 59:22. He is Allah, then whom there is لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. All knower of the unseen, unseen, and the seen. He is the most beneficent, the most merciful. هو الله هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. He is Allah, then whom there is لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the King, the Holy, the One free of all defects, the Giver of security, the Watcher over His creatures, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory be to Allah. High is He above all that they associate as partners with Him. Hu Allah, الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify Him, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. He is Allah, the one true God. He informs His creation that His knowledge encompasses everything. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما. Your إله God is only Allah, the One. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. He has full knowledge of all things. He tells us that He is the most beneficent, the most merciful. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. And your إله God is one إله, لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the most beneficent, the most merciful. He tells us that He feeds but is not fed. He feeds but is not fed. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمُ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, shall I take a wali, a Lord, protector or object of worship, any other than Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? And it is He who feeds but is not fed. Say, verily I am commanded to be the first of those who commit themselves to Allah as Muslims, and be not you, O Muhammad, of the mushriks, of the polytheists, the pagans, the idolaters, the disbelievers. He is Allah, the bestower, the protector, the patron, the disposer of all affairs, the vast, the inheritor, the loving, the guide, the perpetuous, the watcher over all of His creation, the one who gives life and causes death, the King, the Omnipotent, the All-Able, the All-Witness, the Restorer, the Glorious, the Self-Exalted, the Strong, the Just, the Great, the Forgiver, the High One, the Rich, the Pardoner, the Forbearing, the Hearer, the Watcher, full of Majesty and Honor, the Well-Acquainted, the Praiseworthy, the Guardian, the Judge, the All-Wise, the Truth, the Gatherer of Mankind on the Day of Resurrection, the Seeing, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And all of the most beautiful names belong to Allah, as He stated in chapter 7, 180. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, used to invoke Allah saying, O my God, I am your slave, son of your slave, and son of your slave woman. My forelock is in your hands. Your judgment is continuously being carried out upon me. Your sentence upon me is just. I ask you with every name that is yours, with which you have named yourself, brought down in your book, taught to one of your creation, or have preferred for yourself in the hidden knowledge with you, that you make the Quran the nourisher of my heart, the light of my chest, the dispellation of my sadness, and the disappearance of my preoccupying concerns. He is light and nur of the heavens and the earth. 24:35. Listen to this magnificent verse. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of His light is as if there were a night and within it a lamp, and the lamp is in glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east, meaning it does not get sun rays only in the morning, nor of the west, nor it gets sun rays only in the afternoon, but it is exposed to the sun all day long, whose oil would almost grow forth of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, nur ala nur. Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah sets forth parables for mankind, and Allah is the all-knower of everything. His light illuminates the heart and guides it to know about Him, submitting to Him alone, and manifesting the effects of this enlightenment on the limbs, making them abide by His commands. The similitude of this light and its place, which is the heart, its carrier, and its substance is as the night. Inside the night there is glass, perfectly crisp and clear, as if it were a brilliant star. The glass is the heart of the one who submits to Allah, clear, smooth and firm. It sees the truth due to its clarity, kind and affectionate, because of its smoothness, stands firm in holding to the truth due to its firmness in its structure. In contrast to this enlightened heart, there are two other kinds of hearts. Stone-like, harsh, and impure heart, ignorant and unaware about his creator or its creator. The other is a weak, watery, incohesive, takes different forms, and everything good, evil, wicked that mixes with it affects it in its own way. In the glass, there is a lamp, and it is the light. The wick in the lamp is the light carrier, and the substance of the light is the olive oil, extracted from the olives of a tree growing in the most suitable place by being exposed to the sun rays all day long. Its oil is clear from impurities to the degree that it will almost glow forth of itself. Similarly, the substance of the believing heart is from the quote tree, end of quote, of revelation. What Allah reveals in His books and or inspires to His messengers. Similarly, the substance of the believing heart is from the tree of, quote, revelation. It is blessed, just, and medium in its content. It does not accommodate contradictions or man-made injections. The heart was created on the light of fitra. The heart was created on the light of fitra. Fitra means natural inclination, which is the natural inclination to submit to the Creator. When it was further directed by the light of revelation, it became light upon light, nurun ala nur. That's why Allah the Most Exalted sent books and messengers to guide man on the course of his naturally created inclination of submitting and accepting God Allah. The last revelation in its most comprehensive form, and which is free from any contradiction or human influence, is the Quran. In this verse, Allah mentions His light in the heavens and the earth, as well as His light in the heart, in order to combine the witnessed light which lit the universe with the one that lit the hearts and minds. The light of Allah in the universe exposes His signs and His greatness and brings life to His creation. And the light in the heart makes the body alive and takes man from the darkness of his slavery to other than Allah to the brightness of the submission to the Most Perfect, who is free of all wants, who has no partner, associate, son, wife. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد. This is a book which we have revealed unto you, O Muhammad, in order that you might lead mankind out of darkness of disbelief into light of belief in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah, by their Lord, by their Allah's leave, to the path of the Almighty, the owner of all praise, Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that in the earth, and woo unto the disbelievers from a severe torment. The substance of the believing heart is from, quote, the tree of revelation, end of quote. What Allah reveals in His books and or inspires to His messengers. The strength of its roots in the heart of the believer depends upon his compliance with its content. And that's why there is a variation amongst the degree of faith amongst Muslims. Some are stronger than others in their adherence to the teachings of Islam. And there are obedient and disobedient Muslims. Those who mix the substance with ways not condoned by the revelation became corrupt or were led astray. If they don't repent and clean their hearts and follow the way of revelation, they may subject themselves to the punishment of Allah, which may manifest itself in different ways on the individual and or the society levels. When the way of uncontrolled lusts and desires takes over the heart of man, he will turn away from the revelation and may choose for himself ways of court worship or religions that ascribe best to his desires. The goal becomes this life only, turning man to court forget about what may come tomorrow. He may try to keep certain traditions, like going to certain places of worship in order to, quote, just fit in with the, quote, the rest. He is overwhelmed by so-called developments taking place around him in all walks of life and wants to keep, quote, on track. Life turns to drug stores, asking for pills to ease down the rush, or to therapeutic clinics to, quote, relief the worry, or to suicide, sometimes taking other lives with them. We are created to live and take our share from this life, but in moderation. This may not be understood unless we know that indeed there is a control mechanism to which we should surrender and submit. Every code of conduct that makes up an honorable, respected, and motivated person is detailed by our Creator Allah. So why man keeps ignoring him and resorting to created beings and things like Buddha, Gandhi, Marx, the sun, the moon, cows, Elijah's cult, leaders, emperors, fire, light, darkness, temples, Khomeinis, Bedouis, graves, mystic sheikhs or leaders, spiritualists, the so-called mediums, Aga Khan, images, Ahura Mazda, Brahman, Shiva, Vishnu, drugs, fame, and worship them in one way or another. There are millions who made Prophet Jesus as God. And there are many Muslims who call upon the dead and invoke Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and invoke righteous men, dead or alive, present or absent. All of this is wrong, because all of these men or things are a creation of Allah, who is one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say, O Muhammad, He is Allah, the one unique, self-sufficient master, whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drinks. He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is none co-equal or comparable unto Him. But nay, man is ever ungrateful. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. Yet they have taken besides Him Allah other gods who created nothing, but are themselves created, and can neither hurt nor benefit themselves, and possess no power of causing death, nor of giving life, nor of raising the dead. Some of the names that people made divine. First name, saints, claimed by Christians, by mystics, by the Shia and other sects as, quote, intermediaries, and that they can influence the affairs of the world. In the Catholic Church, some saints are considered God incarnate. Some of the names, imams, made so-called infallible and divine by most Shia. by most of the Shia sects, where they are considered to know the past, the future, and the unseen. They attribute to them the ability to change destiny, fate, and to control so-called the atoms of creation. Name, Mary, alayhi salam, peace be upon her. Many Christians claim her to be, quote, mother of God, end of quote. Name, the Pharaoh. The Egyptian Pharaoh claimed himself to be God. Name, Ibn Arabi. Lived between 1165 to 1240. A mystic Sufi who claimed that the whole universe is only Allah. That is, all is Allah and Allah is all. His beliefs are still spread amongst many mystic sects and ways. To them, he is considered, quote, knower of the truth, end of quote. Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, Prophet Muhammad's cousin and son-in-law to many sects, like the Nuzairite sect, which is a branch of Shiaism, with followers mainly in Syria. He is considered God incarnate. Aga Khan, the so-called spiritual divine title of the Imam of the Ismailite sect, which is also an offshoot of Shiaism, and which is related to Hellenistic, pagan, Gnostic, and Menkerism. The sect is an esoteric one that is spread in Pakistan, in India, and some parts of the Near East. The original title was bestowed on Abu al-Hasan Ali Shah in 1818 by the Shah of Persia. The present Aga Khan, born 1936, is the fourth to bear the title. And by now maybe he is dead. Al-Hallaj, name, Al-Hallaj Hussein ibn Mansur, 857-992, a Persian mystic, who claimed that he was God completely without any trace of humanity. He is famous for having said, I am the absolute, or the real, the truth, I am God. The Fatimid Caliph, 996-1021, he is looked upon as God incarnate by the Druze sect in Lebanon and in Syria. Ahura Mazda and Angra Menu, Zoroastrian gods. Mazda is so-called god of all that is good. Fire is considered as his son or representative. The Angra represents the symbol of darkness on the other hand. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, major Hindu so-called gods, amongst the countless of idols considered as manifestation of God in creation. Heavenly objects, earthly bodies, and spirits are worshipped in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and other places. Jesus, peace be upon him, a man prophet made God incarnate by the Christians. The Jewish called God of the Old Testament, God came in the form of a man and lost in a wrestling match with Prophet Jacob, Genesis 33:24-30. The Persian gods considered their kings to be divine. The graves of some Muslims, many Muslims pray to the dead, build tombs and mosques over graves of righteous men, performing rituals of worship around them. Elijah Muhammad, United States, died 1975. The main force behind the so-called Nation of Islam, in the United States. He claimed that his mentor, Fard Muhammad, was the Supreme God himself, and that black people were divine. Some of his followers are still active and did not openly disassociate themselves from Elijah's creed. They even refer to him as the Honorable. Particularly this name, Wahdeddin Muhammad. He calls for unity of religions. Jim Jones died 1978. An American reverend who claimed to be God. He led more than 700 of his followers in a mass suicide at Johnstown, Guyana in 1978. Modern spiritualists and so-called mediums, people claiming to have reached divinity, and that through what they call channeling, they are able to realize that, quote, we are all part of God. He is us and we are God. Example, Shirley MacLaine, J.Z. Knight, and others. David Koresh, 1993, the so-called divine charismatic leader of the Branch Davidian, killed with most of his followers in Waco, Texas, in 1993. Louis Jouret, 1994, another so-called divine figure of a cult that committed massive suicide in Switzerland in 1994. Shoko Asahara, the founder of Om Cherniko, AUM, Supreme Truth, in Japan. Mother Nature has been referred to as the supreme power and the supreme reality. It constitutes the so-called contemporary God of reference. These are only some examples of man claiming to be God and people accepting it. Creation in one form or another made God by man. Allah has sent down no authority to prove the validity of these so-called gods. That's why in 12:40 Allah states, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. You don't worship besides him, but only names which you have forged, you and your forefathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but him, and that is the true straight religion, but most men know not. Those made divine cannot answer the supplications of their followers. 7:193 إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَدْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Verily those who you call besides Allah are slaves like you, so call upon them and let them answer you if you are truthful. And in 23:91 مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِن وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِن إِلَهٍ إِذَنْ لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَاهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. No son or offspring or children did Allah beget, nor is there any along him. If there had been many gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Glorified be Allah above all what they attribute to him. Imagine what would happen to the universe had there been other gods besides Allah. 21:22 لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون. Had there been therein in the heavens and the earth gods besides Allah, then verily both would have been ruined. Glorified be Allah, the Lord of the throne. High is he above what they attribute to him. The natural inclination in man to submit to the Creator, together with Allah's guidance in his books and as propagated by the messengers, paves the way to the recognition of the purpose of our existence on earth. The purpose is to comply with the code of life as it has been perfected by Allah. This is called worship in Islam. We are a creation of Allah, and we don't possess the very life that we have. Allah wanted man to shape his life according to what he has decreed. And this is the meaning of worship. It requires absolute humility and obedience to Allah. That's why Allah says this purpose clearly in the Quran in 51:56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have created not the jinns and men except that they should worship me alone. We cannot fold ourselves in a void blanket known as desire, making it dictate our way of living in the course of ignoring about God. This represents the enslavement to lusts, pleasure infected with diseases, enjoyment as drunks on disco floors, bubble lives, unwanted pregnancies and abortions, affairs, morality of the dollar, broken homes with one yearly visit, maybe not, soft hearts towards animals, and beasts against humans, confinement to the number one culture, constant threat of foreclosures of our homes, dreams borrowed from banks. The list is long, and most of us know about it. But Allah knew us and knew our weaknesses, and warned us that any path of life other than that set by Him, the All-Knowing, as to what is good for us, leads to the worship of desire. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you, O Muhammad, seen him who has taken his ilah, his God, his own desire? Can we still hide behind our materialistic progress and say that we can make what we want and we don't need God, Allah? Unfortunately, many people echo such remarks. The fact, however, is that this huge materialistic progress and way of life produced complex social, economical, political, immoral, and psychological problems. The objective of life has turned to the dollar sign, power, and worship of the self. Allah does not want us to become enslaved to drugs, to lust, money, other men, desires, or sex. Once we become exposed to the signs of Allah in ourselves and in the creation around us, the change begins to shape up. It seems that we took an open mind position towards everything except Allah. Shouldn't we initiate the first step towards the true change that would affect our future and the future of our children? We were born on the fitrah, the natural inclination, which is the natural inclination to worship Allah alone. It is the parents and the surrounding environment that turned many, directly or indirectly, to worship and submit to other than the Creator, or to worship the self and desires. A reversal of this negative change leads to the origin, the fitrah, the natural belief in the Creator Allah. And this is illustrated in the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, where he said, each child is born in a state of fitrah, natural inclination to submitting to his Creator, but his parents make him a Jew or a Christian. A Jew or a Christian. It is like the way an animal gives birth to a normal offspring. Have you noticed any young animal born mutilated before you mutilate them? And this is in Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari reported. The parents lead the child and bring him up on their so-called tradition or religion. Allah Most Merciful does not hold the children responsible for the choice of their parents. In their adulthood, however, they will be able to distinguish between the false and the truth. The signs of Allah are around them, and He embedded in them the ability to acquire knowledge and use good reasoning. They will face various temptations, desires, influences, evils, and satanic ways aimed at keeping them away from their originally pure state of fitrah. The struggle between man's fitrah and desires continue. If man chooses the path of fitrah, his original state, Allah will assist him in his choice. Allah's assistance comes in different ways. Signs in the universe, books of revelation, and messengers. Since Adam put his foot on earth, the call of fitrah is to submit to Allah's will and His commands. This was taught by Allah's messengers to their respective nations, including Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. In its most comprehensive form, the message of submission to Allah, which means Islam, and disassociating from anything or anyone worshipped besides Allah, this message, this is the meaning of Islam, was preached to mankind by the last messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One God, one message, and one religion, Islam. Man may spend years and years trying to find solutions and laws that control and manages his affairs on earth. The result may be volumes and volumes of plans, points, counterpoints, explanations, counter explanations, interpretations and counter-interpretations. And there it goes. Our limited capacity and different ways, our limited capacity and different ways of thinking promotes differences on every minute issue. The most perfect plan, however, comes from the one who is most perfect in himself, in his attributes, in his actions, and in his names. And that is our Creator, Allah. His detailed plan, revealed in the Quran, and to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is available for anyone who is searching for the truth and for his own salvation. In this Quran, there are crucial reminders that I feel they are needed to be emphasized. Number one, a call to establish justice on earth. The most important objective is to be just with the Creator. This is the most important priority, and which is also missed by even Muslims themselves. Many, unfortunately, they mix the priorities. The most important objective is to be just with the Creator by complying with the most important command of His, and that is submit to none except Him and associate no partners in that worship. This is known in Islam as Tawheed. This is the most perfect justice. This lifts man from the humiliation represented in the worship of the created. Man does not need mediators between him and his creator. Listen to this clearly stated by Allah in the Quran. In chapter 10, verse 18. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله أتنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات ولا في الأرض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. And they worship besides Allah things that must hurt them not nor profit them. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Intercessors with Allah. Say, Do you inform Allah of that which He knows not in the heavens and on the earth? Glorified and exalted be He above all that which they associate as partners with Him. And the greatest injustice is to turn away from the Creator by offering worship to other than Him, and this is known as shirk, ascribing partners to Allah or besides Him. They said, these are our intercessors with Allah. Intercessors, priests, saints, monks, rabbis, some sheikhs have been looked upon by many people as intercessors, thinking that they have special ranks or status with Allah. Islam came to abolish all kinds of submission to other than Allah. And this is the true liberation of man. That's why Allah states it clearly in Al-Baqarah in chapter 2 in the Noble Quran 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلِيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. Second, in the Quran, there is a call for the strong, for the poor, for kings, for presidents, for leaders, for men and women, that they must humble themselves to their Creator, and that the full authority is that of Allah. All people will turn to Allah as individuals, and they will be judged as individuals. Being a citizen of a strong nation or a weak one is not the criteria that counts on the Day of Judgment. What counts is, did we come to Allah and obey Him and submit to Him? Did we submit to Him alone? Did we disassociate ourselves from all these false deities? These are the matters that count first. Listen to what Allah states in 1993. In kullu man fi samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-rahmani 'abda. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most beneficent Allah as a slave. Where are the strong nations before us? The Romans, the Persians, the Tartar, Great Britain, Germany, all of that became history. And a lesson for us, when they took the course of arrogance, nationalism, self-pride, worldly gains, and thought that they don't need Allah and His laws, they initiated their own destruction. 35:15. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّأْسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah, but Allah is rich, free of all wants and needs, worthy of all praise. You want to know about these nations? Listen. 39. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَثَارُوا الْأَرْضَ وَعَمَرُوهَا أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا عَمَرُوهَا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. Do they not travel in the land and see what was the end of those before them? They were superior to them in strength, and they tilled the earth and populated it in greater numbers than these pagans have done, than these pagans at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, because it's all a relative matter. And there came to them their messengers with clear proofs. Surely Allah wronged them not, but they used to wrong themselves. Allah bestowed upon them from His bounties, from His favors, but they thought, quote, they thought they made it. We made it. And their stories are vivid lessons for our times. Listen to 16:112. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. And Allah puts forward the example of a township, Mecca, that dwelt secure and well content, its provisions coming to it in abundance from every place. But it, meaning its people, denied the favors of Allah with ungratefulness. So Allah made it taste the extreme of hunger, famine, and fear because of that evil, denying the message of Islam, which they, its people, used to do. Allah is all merciful, but He is all just as well. 28:59. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. Another would we destroy the towns unless the people thereof are ظالمون, worship other than Allah, commit crime, wrongdoings, oppressors, tyrants, etc. He sends glad tidings and warnings so that we may contemplate and re-examine our stand towards Allah, towards Him. A detailed reminder in the Quran explicitly. 7:69. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if the people of the towns had believed and had the taqwa, the piety, certainly we should have opened for them blessings from the heavens and the earth. But many don't even think about Allah and about the return to Him. He told us about that in 38. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. And indeed many of mankind deny the meeting with their Rabb, with their Lord Allah. Many on the other hand say, we believe in God Allah. Their belief, however, centers on accepting that Allah is the creator, sustainer, provider. But they associate partners with Him in their worship. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this in the Quran in 12:106. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners unto Him. People set up rivals with Allah in many ways. By obeying in ways that are considered a change in the statutes declared by Allah, making alhamdulillah, making the lawful unlawful permissible, as the case described in the Quran in 9:31. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله يهدكم الله يصلح بالكم. والمسيح ابن مريم: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون. They, the Jews and the Christians, took their the Jews and the Christians took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords beside Allah, and they, the Christians, also took their lords, their Lord Messiah, son of Mary, while they, the Jews and the Christians, were commanded, meaning in the original text of the Torah and the Gospel, to worship none but Allah. Once, while the Prophet ﷺ was reciting this verse 931, which I just recited, a man by the name of Adi ibn Hatim said, O Allah's Messenger, they don't worship them, meaning the rabbis and the monks. Allah's Messenger said, they certainly do. They, the rabbis and monks, made lawful things as unlawful, and unlawful things as lawful. And they, the Jews and the Christians, followed them on that, meaning taking the unlawful as lawful and the opposite, the vice versa. In another version, made it permissible. And by doing so, they really worship them. Many Muslims have taken some mystic figures as saints, and they believe that they can run the affairs of the world. They call them Aqtab, which is plural of Qutb, which literally means an axis or a pole. To them, the function of the Qutb or celestial axis can also manifest itself through more than one person at a time. They call upon them for help in matters which only Allah can perform, and they take them as mediators and intercessors. Far above is Allah from having the partners they associate with Him. The third matter in the Quran: Islam is a comprehensive message. Solid evidence is what is revealed, and what is seen shows the cohesion of the message. The design of nature and what is told about many physical, chemical, historical, geographical, biological, external factors denote the consistency of the message as stated in the Quran. Another important consistency is related to the attributes of Allah and to the rest of the Quranic statements. There is no single contradiction present in the entire book. The Quran present now is exactly the same as that which was transmitted to us more than 1400 years ago, an evidence for its authenticity. It is comprehensive because it is not limited by historical or geographical limitations, and therefore it is applicable to all human beings at any time and in any place. All of this is emphasized in one verse in the Quran, in chapter 4, 82. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't they ponder on the Quran? Had it been from other than Allah, then they would have surely found in it much discrepancy and contradictions. The fourth matter in the Quran: that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him, is a messenger and a man who was trusted with propagating the message of Islam to mankind. He is not, quote, the founder of Islam, and Muslims don't worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Clearly, in chapter 3, verse 144, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Muhammad is no more than a messenger, and indeed many messengers have passed away before him. And his message is made clear in 7:158. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وبكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. Say, O Muhammad, O mankind, verily I am sent to you as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. It is He who gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad, the Prophet, who can neither read nor write. Who believes in Allah and His words and follow Him so that you may be guided. The fifth matter in the Quran. All the messengers, including Noah, Ibrahim, Abraham, Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon all of them, never were proud to reject to be slaves to Allah. So we can learn from them a great lesson. We should not be arrogant and reject Allah's call. And 4:172 makes it clear. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. The Messiah Jesus will never be proud to reject to be a slave to Allah, nor the angels who are near to Allah, and whoever rejects his worship and is proud, then he will gather all together unto himself. Then as for those who believe in Allah and did righteous deeds, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But as for those who refuse his worship and were proud, he will punish them with a painful torment, and they will not find for themselves besides Allah no protector or helper. Sixth matter. Allah wants man to be aware that he is to be held accountable for his own deeds, and that no one shall bear the responsibility of others' deeds, and that man is born free from sin. This is clearly stated, 53:39. وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And that man can have nothing but what he does, good or bad. And in the verse before, in 53:38, أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. That no burdened person with sins shall bear the burden sins of another. Here it is to be emphasized that good and bad is not left for man to define their meanings. Allah the Most High detailed what is permissible, what is lawful, unlawful, recommended, etc. And that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that all deeds must comply with the teachings of Islam, that which makes them good and acceptable. He said, whoever does an act which our matter Islam is not in agreement with, will have it rejected. Furthermore, deeds must be purely devoted to Allah. In Surah Al-Kahf 18:10, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever hopes for meeting with his Lord Allah, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of Allah, in his worship. Finally, the seventh matter to be asserted from the Quran. The reality is that people differ in terms of their degree of adherence to the message of Islam. Wrong practices by some Muslims should not hinder the search for the truth by non-Muslims. The best example to follow is that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 33:21. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have a good example to follow for him who hopes in the meeting with Allah and the last day and remember Allah much. Life in this world has an appointed term, and the end of the term will definitely come. The righteous will die and the wicked will die. The warriors for just causes will die, and those who run from death will die. Those who busy themselves with correct belief will die, and those who treat the people as their slaves will die. The brave who rejects injustice will die, and the coward who seeks to cling to this life at any price will die. The people of great concern and lofty goals will die, and the wretched people who live only for cheap enjoyment will die. Wherever we will be, in a fortress or in a tent, we will die. All will die. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Everyone shall taste death. No one will escape death. 62:8. Allah states, قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. Say, verily the death from which you flee will surely meet you. Then you will be sent back to Allah, the all-knower of the unseen and seen. And He will tell you what you used to do. This life is a period of trials and tests. Allah makes that clear in 67:2. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. He, Allah, has created death and life that He may test of you who is best indeed. He is Almighty, the oft forgiving. Man is called to exert the right efforts to achieve the true success in this life, and this is when he manifests the purpose for his existence. And when exerted according to Allah's way, the outcome is stated clearly. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer in the oneness of Allah and His uniqueness, very to him or to her we will give a good life in this world with respect, contentment and lawful provision, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do in paradise. And as to the others, Allah will deal them with His justice. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So the choice is yours. But those who disbelieve and belie our verses, proofs, evidences, revelations, such are the dwellers of the fire. They shall abide therein forever. Those who invoke other than Allah, even if they call themselves Muslims, once evidences are established upon them that they are setting up rivals with Allah, and they die insisting on that, they exit the fold of Islam because they have committed the major shirk. The prophets themselves are warned to keep away from shirk in all of its forms. In fact, after mentioning the names and the good ranks of 18 prophets in one single chapter, Chapter 6 in the Quran, Allah warned that, and these 18 are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, Zechariah, John, Jesus, Elias, Ishmael, Elisha, Jonah, and Lot, together with their fathers, their progeny, and their brethren. After mentioning all of them, Allah said, 6:88, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. But if they had joined in worship others with Allah, all that they used to do would have been of no benefit to them. Allah is telling us this. This is known as the conditional if they had. This is the impossible if, because the prophets and messengers don't commit shirk. But this is a lesson for us to know the magnitude and the gravity of this matter, ascribing partners to Allah, worshipping other than Him, calling other than Him, attributing divinity to creation in one form or another. And when the appointed term of each soul is concluded, the only thing that counts then is its stand towards its creator. At the time when the soul examines the actual death, it will be too late for anyone to repent. 63:11. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah will never grant reprieve to any soul when its appointed time has come, and Allah is aware of all that you do. 23:99-100. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Until when death comes to one of them, those who join partners with Allah and those who persist in their rejection of the resurrection, he says, my Lord, send me back to life so that I may work in righteousness regarding things left behind. But no, it is only a word, he says, and behind him is a barrier until the day they are raised up. So, you are called to reflect. And you are called to ask Allah to guide you. May He, Allah the Most High, guide those who are really seeking the truth and honest and sincere about it, to come to Islam for their own salvation, to return to their natural state of fitra, to revert to Islam, to tawheed, to oneness and uniqueness of Allah, ascribing no partners to Him in worship, disassociating themselves from creation, worshipping it in any form or any way. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ.